So what's going to happen now is that I'm going to invite Ricky and Lawrence and Onaway and Trevor and Bill to come and sit on our sofa. We were trying to sort of replicate the Graham Norton show. I don't think we really have, but that's sort of where we were at. And these lovely ladies have brought us all drinks.
Two sugars for Lawrence.
See, this is special treatment, this is.
Okay.
Coffee. What did you ask for? Tea. Okay. So, to say that we're all a bit nervous maybe would be an understatement. Bill's been to the toilet 30 times this morning, he said. So what we thought was, these guys have done Alpha, and now they're going to be leading the next course. And we're just going to have a really relaxed chat with them about their life and their story. I say relaxed. They're not terrified, really. So just sit back and enjoy what they have to say. So my first question is about who you are. Who are you? Tell us a bit about your background, where you grew up, what life was like, and yeah, we'll start with you, Onaway. Go for it.
Hi, I'm Onaway, and I'm a business advisor, which means I help people setting up their own business if they're becoming self-employed or to grow it once they've started. I was not brought up in a Christian family. My family are definitely non-believers. However, I went to a Church of England school, and I always had a belief in God, but had a few questions about some of the stories and didn't really understand the story of Jesus or anything like that. So although I believed in a being, my understanding was quite naive.
Yeah. Thank you. Ricky, what about you? Where did you grow up? What do you do? What did you believe in God before Alpha, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I was from Brentwood in Essex, so I'm an Essex lad. I lived up here for 5 years. I came up here because I'm going to simmer it down because there might be kids in here, but I had a slight issue with substances. But having, came to faith, I'm living a life clean and sober. I live in Lowestoft. I'm engaged to get married. I've got two beautiful little kids. My daughter's 7, my son's 6. And at the moment I work in a homeless shelter, so my job is to support vulnerable adults through the night who are somewhat mentally impaired and have got problems with drugs and alcohol. My job is to support them and push him in the right direction, hopefully into church, but but other than that, that's where I'm at the moment. So
did you grow up having any sort of belief in God? Like, was that a thing, or was it irrelevant?
I went to a C of E school, so St. Peter's. I had two keys on my cap. I don't know what that means, Kingdom of Heaven, the keys to get into heaven, I don't know.
I have never heard of that.
But, this is what I looked like in the 80s as a kid. Socks pulled up, looked,
A beautiful image.
Oh, mummy loved me. And so I went to CV school, but my kind of perception of God was a man on a cloud with a beard like mine, but a lot longer. And he was just judging everyone. Howl and brimstone, and all that stuff. I didn't realise he was a graceful, loving God,
So it wasn't really one that you wanted to have anything to do with, really?
Not that I didn't want to have anything to do with, but I was too interested in other things, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yes. Cool.
Lawrence, who are you? And where did you grow up? What's life been like?
I'm Lawrence. I grew up in High Wycombe. I was a bit lost for a long time, and then I came up to Lowestoft. I now work in the treatment centre, and I help to teach at a school, help naughty kids and some kids with learning and physical disabilities to read and write. And I didn't believe in God. I just did it at school because everyone else did. I like singing, and I quite enjoyed being a sheep in the nativity play. So that's why. That's
excellent.
About as close as I got. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So I mean, sounds like the three of you, I guess, like you've been told about God, like school's been a big thing, but it's not necessarily been a positive experience. But now you're sitting up front in a church, and obviously something's changed. So, Bill.
Thank you. What we'd like to know from you today is what actually led you to go onto an Alpha course, and how did you go about looking at it? And as you've got the mic, Lawrence, you can start.
I started doing like a 12-step program, and that's like there's an emphasis on God, but mainly it was because I had positive role models around me for a change who were Christian and who went to church, and I just wanted to be like them, and I wanted to have what they had. And then the more I sought it, the more I got it. Yeah,
that's great. We've had a lot of chats. Can you tell everybody what impact having done Alpha had on your life?
What impact?
The impact on your life that Alpha had, yeah.
Cool. Like, I just feel way more settled in myself. I don't feel as scared. I get scared, but I don't feel as scared all the time. And I've got my family in my life, and I know how to react with them. Well, no, I know how to respond to them now. And I just got more patience, everything good. I've just got more good. I haven't had any bad from it at all. All I've got is good. Yeah.
We've talked about your mum and dad. Has this brought you closer?
Oh, they don't understand it, but it's brought me closer because they can see the effect that it's had on me. You know, and they're just happy that I'm doing the good things. Yeah.
Thanks, mate. Can you pass it to Ricky? Ricky. What led you to decide to do Alpha?
What led me to decide to do Alpha? So what led me was I had a bit of a back to front kind of coming to my faith. You know, I came in here sort of crippled with paranoia and psychosis. I was suffering from the after effects of 2 decades of a drug addiction. And I walked in here in 2015 around this time, you know, I think it was more coming towards March. I see someone getting baptized, and I didn't know how God would speak to me then, but all I heard was a voice say, "Go to church," and I see this church open. I came in here, it was pretty profound. And then the same voice said, "You need to get in that pool, not for a dip or a bath, you know, but you need yourself cleansed because you're a little wretch." I accepted that as well, that I was a wretch, you know. I didn't just trip anyone up on the floor, you know, and say the wrong word now and again. I was a sinner, you know, through and through, and I just needed the grace of a father, you know, that I knew that, now I know, that loves me. I didn't know that then, but I now know that. And I needed Jesus to be the centre of my life. So I got baptised, you know. I come running round here in a pair of shorts, really off key, you know. And Neil didn't know what was in front of him, but he said, "Okay, so you want to get baptized?" I was like, "Yes," and I was pretty extreme. But he said, you know, we just went through it, and I accepted Jesus there and then. And then I heard about Alpha after that, and then I went on the Alpha course, and I suppose you'll ask me a question about that. I don't know how it went.
Yeah, the question I'm going to ask you is, what impact did that have on your life?
I'm doing everyone's job, sorry. It went really well. You was on it, Bill, wasn't you? And sort of like the fellowship, you know, the food. And what I liked about it was you got to learn more deeply about what Jesus did, why he died, what is sin, you know, what is the Holy Spirit. You know, what do we do when we learn about our faith and we accept Jesus as our, you know, to receive salvation? And kind of like, what's our purpose, you know, now we're Christians. So I like that side of it as well. Yeah.
Thank you. On away. Can you follow that?
We'll see. So I kind of, a couple of years ago, felt a bit like God was ganging up on me, like there were signals from everywhere. So my partner has a really strong faith and going through some difficult times, and I could see how much help and strength he got from the faith he had and his church community. At the same time, Steve, who's a very good friend, was inviting me quite regularly.
Put your hand up, Steve.
To come to London Road, which mostly I'd said, well, thanks, but no thanks. But one day I just turned around and said, actually, could I come along and see what it's about? I also had a weekend away in London with a friend of mine, and something just made me decide on the Sunday I wanted to go and find a church. I felt like I needed to pray. Like I said, I'd always believed in God, but I didn't really know anything more. And I actually turned up at Holy Trinity Brompton, which is like the Alpha Church. And I just felt so inclusive, like absolutely everyone is welcome. And that was something I'd never felt when I'd gone to churches before. So yeah, after all that, I did come along to London Road, and one of the people here, Maddie, came up on stage and said she had a word for someone, and that there's someone, like they were in the house of God and peering round a pillar looking in, and God wanted them to know that it's safe to come in. And I had this really strange feeling, like it was for me, but that seemed ridiculous. And I wasn't sure if they said something like that every week, so I came back to see. No, they didn't say it the next week, so I decided perhaps it was real after all. But then I had an amazing house group that were helping me learn so much. But because they all had such a strong faith, there were some questions that I didn't want to ask because I didn't want to offend anyone. That's completely on my side, not anyone else. But I heard about the Alpha course, and that's when I signed up, so that I would have an environment where I could ask the questions I saw silly.
And how's it impacted on your life?
Before Alpha, I had a head knowledge of the faith, but that's all it was. I didn't feel anything. It was just all in my head. But being able to ask all the questions, sorry, Esther.
All the questions.
And coming with my list of questions.
Yes.
That I'd gone to think about beforehand.
We were impressed because Onaway literally turned up with a list, which was great.
And also with the Holy Spirit Day and things, it just started to become real, and I felt it in my heart as well as my head, and it's given me a lot more confidence, and strength.
Yeah. So one of the things you just mentioned was something about the Holy Spirit Day. So those of you that don't know, halfway through Alpha, we have a Holy Spirit Day where we talk about who the Holy Spirit is, what he does, how you can be filled with the Spirit. And for some people, that's really significant. For others, not so much. But we, throughout the course, we pray. It's not just about head knowledge. It's about experiencing God as well. And on a way, you had a bit of an experience on the Holy Spirit Day, didn't you? Quickly tell us a bit about it.
Okay. I was really nervous before the Holy Spirit Day because, as I said, I really only felt sort of understood things in my head, and people were talking about how they hear from God and get messages different ways. And I didn't feel I did, so I was really nervous. Nothing was going to happen. But Esther, you prayed over me on the Holy Spirit Day and said, just let Onaway feel the Spirit coming down on her like a shower. And I don't know, I can't tell you what made me feel this way, but I just felt like I had to put my head back. And that was exactly how I felt. I felt this presence coming down on me just like a shower. And it, yeah, it was really profound and overwhelming.
Yeah, which was profound for you and also for me, because I was thinking, I hope something's happening. And it was, which is amazing. Ricky, your story is slightly different again, because you weren't even at the Holy Spirit Day, you slacker. Where you had some kind of experience at another time.
I did, yeah. I don't want to sound crazy to everyone, but I can only say my truth. The experience that I've got from the Holy Spirit was actually sat over there in the back. And I had, like, as you know, I had a bit of an colourful past, let's put it politely. And so I was just, like, riddled in guilt and shame, and I still hadn't let go of the condemnation that I was getting from the devil, the deceiver, you know. And so I was baptised, but I still was holding on to all this sort of, like, stuff that was in me. And there was a song on. I can't really remember the song, but I was sitting at the back over there, and I was crying, not in self-pity, but just in, like, still a bit of... suffered from a bit of trauma, I think, from my past, if I'm honest. Mm. And then I was praying, you know, in the name of Jesus, please take this from me, Lord. You know, I'm fed up with feeling this way. I don't want to feel like this anymore. And it, I think it was that, with the being open and letting God take it from me, that I felt this, like, it was almost like someone suddenly just opened, it was like this doorway opened behind me, and it's like someone stood next to me and he put his hand on my shoulder like that, and it was just suddenly, I just felt full of electricity.
Oh, wow.
And I felt, it was like everything that I was holding on to just was unclipped, and I actually could feel it all coming up out of me, and I was just left, like, feeling that total peace and serenity. I knew then I was loved. Mm. I knew I had a father, and I knew I was his son, and he accepted me. Wow. And how broken I was, and he loved me unconditionally, and it was like that. Just that utter surrender that I allowed him to take it, and he took it, you know. Wow. And that was my experience with the Holy Spirit, and it's never left me, you know, that feeling, and that just that, wow, yeah, it's profound.
That's amazing. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah.
Lawrence, anything you would want to say about any of that for you?
On the Holy Spirit Day, I'd struggle remembering things, and I can't really remember it, if I'm honest with you. And it wasn't like a particularly mega day. I know that I loved it and it was fun and I enjoyed it, but nothing mega happened. I still had more questions, I guess. I still just had loads and loads and loads of questions, as I'm sure everyone will tell you.
Yeah. What we've loved about Alpha is that God is really personal, and it's not like a production line. It's like God meets people at different points in different ways, and everyone has their own personal story, and no story has to be the same. And that's what's great with having you three up, is it very clearly you have really different stories, but you're still going with it. I'm thinking time-wise we might have to skip a couple. So I We when Alpha finishes, what we noticed was that you guys didn't really want it to finish. Like, at the start you wouldn't talk, and then by the end you didn't want it to finish, and so we did a growth course. How was that helpful for you?
I think that, me personally, I think the growth course was the making of me.
Okay.
Because I had to understand a bit first and then go a bit deeper, because I was quite resistant to the whole thing. And to be honest, I was just craving hanging out with everyone and, you know, coming for dinner and having fun and all of that.
Yeah.
And then I got God in my life as a bonus.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Rick, what about you?
I like the growth course. I kind of found that I was very immature, like an infant in Christ, you know, when I first came to believe. And then I think through the growth course, I kind of, like, started to mature a little bit, in my faith, you know. So the growth course gave me, like, an understanding of the Bible again, you know, and started to get some revelation. But also, like, I had a really good experience on the Grove course because we used to worship and pray for each other at the end of each lesson. I used to be with Mel and Jonathan Reed, and there was a lady called Jackie. I don't know if she's here today. Jackie and her partner was on the group as well, and we had she had a prophecy over me when I was asked her to pray for me and some others. And what prophecy means is that God will give you a vision, something that's going to come to pass in the future. And she said that she see me like basically teaching the word of God, you know. And back then I didn't understand how that was going to look, but it's kind of like that's what I got from it. Amazing, yeah.
We were like, there's a little bit of a fulfillment of that with you being up here, because it was about being on stage,
go,
wasn't
yeah.
it, as well?
Yeah,
so like, there
bit.
You go.
Yeah.
Cool. On away.
In the Alpha course, I felt like by the end of the course, the people, we'd all formed quite a strong bond. And I still, like Lawrence, still had questions that I wanted to ask. So the Growth course gave me an opportunity to continue in that safe environment, asking the questions, and actually to feel stronger. Now yeah. I'd got the faith in my heart as well, but the Growth course helped me to strengthen that and to feel like I had a place in the church as well.
Nice, that's good. So I guess our last question, or almost last question, would be, if someone was to ask you what difference Jesus has made to your life, what would you say? If you could just sum it up. Ricky's got 3 pages, but like, we need it summed up, really. What would you say, on a way? What difference has Jesus made?
I have definitely got a lot more strength since I've had Jesus in my life. And it's knowing that you're not alone. No matter what life throws at you, there is some spirit, there is a presence that is there with you and has your best interests at heart. So confidence and strength is what I feel I have gained.
Ricky, briefly.
I've got a verse. Take a deep breath. No, he's just performed such a transformation in my life. You know, I was basically going to die. You know, that's the way I look at it. And he's just resurrected me. Sort of like 5 years nearly clean and sober, you know, coming up. You know, I had a tumour in my throat. I stopped smoking a few years ago. And I received healing from it. They actually removed the tumour and they said that it was an innocent fluid. And they actually took a photograph, picture of it before, and they said there was a suspicious substance in there. It could have been, is it non-benign? Cancerous anyway. But praise God, it wasn't, you know. And so, like for myself, you know, God's just healed me, you know, in so many areas, you know. But I think, like, a major one for me is that I'm not selfish today. Try not to be anyway. And try to give back, you know, and see if I can impact in the community in any way. Help people like myself that are suffering. And also, like, I just get a sense of, like, there's a lot of pain in the earth. You know, people suffering from, you know, mental torture, depression, fear, you know, anxieties and that don't know Jesus Christ. And I think, for me, that's my purpose, you know, to spread the good news that He does love you and He wants to care for you. He's restored relationships in my family. I see my kids all the time. You know, my mind's being renewed daily. And I've got a spirit that's in me, and that's God, you know, and the Holy Spirit guides me. I've got a friend, a father, a counsellor. I'm going to shut up now, but he's beautiful. I love Jesus Christ.
Thanks, Ricky. Same for you, Lawrence.
Yeah, like... Well, I've just gone from being useless to playing my PS4 in my pants all day, basically, to being able to be a son, a brother, a good boyfriend, a teacher. God, I'm just happy, basically. Just happy, content with my lot. And, confident, strong. All those things. Not alone is the big one, though. Not alone, because I felt well alone. No, I don't feel alone.
Thanks, Lawrence. We've seen a tremendous change in you since you've come in. I'm not going to ask you any more questions, so don't worry. Get ready, you'll be your wrap.
So our last question we're going to direct to Trevor, because Trevor went through Alpha not as believing. Trevor came to faith. One of the songs that we picked earlier, Only One Name, was really significant to you, wasn't it? And so our last question would be... now, as a leader of Alpha, as someone who's gone through it yourself, what would you say to someone who's thinking of doing Alpha? What advice would you give?
I just recommend it to everyone. Is that close? Because I went on it with no expectations. I just wanted to have a night out, have a meal, get to know some people at the church.
Yeah.
And 7 years later, I'm here all the time.
Can't get away now,
no,
can you?
So it kick-started my journey. And yeah. I loved it so much, I joined the team. And just every year I help, I take something from it. It almost reaffirms my faith every year.
Fabulous.
Every time I get to a point, I'm thinking, is this really true? Then Alpha comes along again. Oh, yeah. I remember yeah. why I believe it.
Excellent. Thank you so yeah. much. We really hope that you've been inspired by their stories. I think you should give them a really big round of applause, because it's really brave. And I just think it's hearing stories, isn't it? Like, life is stories, and it's all about the stories that we tell. And life just isn't theory, is it? It's not knowledge, it's not debate in a vacuum. It's just about the nature of things, and life is just forged daily as we pick the path that we're going to walk, isn't it? And life can be really hard. We live in the reality of it being difficult, and... But so much of what we believe, and these guys would say that our beliefs and our philosophies just, like, they shape the path we take. And we also find them as we walk, like, as we pick a path and journey with it, we discover more. And a guy called Paul in the Bible, he said, and I think he really got this, he basically said that somehow Jesus is in everything and everything finds its purpose in him. Like, you hear these guys saying, I've found who I am, like... this is what Jesus has done for me. And that's just not a thing found in church or in lecture halls, but Jesus is the source of everything. He sustains us. Who he is in every contact that we have. He's present in every truth, every act of love, and every life that we live. And the Bible is really clear that, like, this faith is not about transcending life, but we can find God in the messed upness of just how things are and the confusion and the daily struggle of things. And so I guess one thing is like, if we think we're too messed up for God, we need to maybe hear what Ricky and Lawrence were like. God found me, he searched me out. And if we think that our life is normal and God maybe isn't interested in us, listen to Onaway, because God is interested in her and she's found him. And God doesn't leave us stumbling around searching. He says, do you know what? If you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me. But on the other hand, he also says that he's seeking us out, that in everything that he's doing, he's just saying to us, you seek me, I will seek you, and we'll find each other. Like a child that's been lost, as a parent, you'd never stop seeking, would you? And I guess one of the things that sums up this thing of faith is a bit in the Bible that says, for God so loved the world that he gave. It's like, it's not that God so much loved the world that he forced his authority on us, but that he gave himself. He became a person called Jesus, and he walked it with us. And he did the ultimate act of love, which is to sacrifice himself so that we can be restored. And it reminded me, anyone here seen Frozen? You know, yeah. Do you remember in Frozen? An act of true love will thaw a frozen heart. Yeah, that to me is like, that's what Jesus does through his act of true love for us. He thaws, he defeats, he releases, he forgives, he invites. And he invites us just to walk it with him, to partner with him. And I guess the question is that we ask on Alpha, and these guys are answered, is what do you want your story to be? Do you want your story to be like these guys' stories, where they go, I do not get all of this, but something has happened and I have found something and I'm going to live for that now because that shapes everything. I always think of it a bit like a smell, you know, a good smell. I said to Jen, what's your favourite smell? She said, jasmine is one of my favourite smells. And my husband uprooted a jasmine plant from our garden because he thought it was a weed. And he threw it away. But what is your favourite smell? Baked bread, the rain on the grass, freshly cut grass, like someone's perfume. That's like the kingdom of God. God doesn't force himself upon you, but it's just like that amazing smell where you just go, what is that? I need to find out more. So our invitation to you is come on Alpha, find out more, because it really is an amazing smell, and you won't regret it. So what we're going to do on that note is Lawrence has a particular talent, and he's going to share something of his story now to us, and he's not at all nervous, so there you go.